Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Are you ready? It is the most unpredictable segment of this show. Any time of the week, this is now the time when I get to geek out with Zeke Stout. And you're on vacation.
Yes, sir. I am. I'm down on the Gulf Coast and enjoying some time there, but also working. I'm physically on vacation, but mentally and also physically doing some work. I'm working on some builds for the school, MGS Trade School. And we've got some new programs coming up that are going to be fun, that are going to have some builds in the Advanced Gunsmithing 2 course. So that's really, really cool. And so I've been working on those while I'm here.
So, I mean, that sort of defeats the purpose of, I mean, you're out there on the Gulf Coast, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This should be like Instagram heaven.
It would be, but I haven't really done Instagram a lot lately. I've just kind of posted a few things, and, you know, I just, it's one of those things where, you know, when I go on vacation, I go on vacation. And Instagram and social media in general for me has always been kind of work. I've never really had a social media outlet where it was just me posting cool things I do in my life. You know, I usually would post stuff related to the industry or stuff I was doing in the industry. And yeah, I do on my Instagram. I'll post like, if I go to a concert or something like that, but I try to keep my personal life kind of private. And part of that, I had a training once, firearms training, where we kind of went into a situational awareness mindset, especially for kids or if you have kids. And in the old days, you know, we grew up being told, don't take candy from strangers. Don't talk to strangers.
Right.
Stay away from strangers. With social media now, there's no more strangers. You know, somebody could just get on my, if I posted a lot about my kids and my family, they could get on my Facebook, see who my kids' aunts and uncles are, what softball tournament, baseball tournament they played in, know my date of birth, my name, my sisters, my cousins. And then when they go to try to snag my kids, they're like, hey, you know, I know your dad's Zeke and blah, 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 blah. And all the stranger stuff is gone.
Right.
So in a kid's mind, oh, well, they know my aunt Sarah, you know, so this isn't a stranger. But really, that person just followed everything I did on social media. Same thing with, you know, just simple thing as robbing a house. You know, if I posted, although now I'm on a radio show telling everybody I'm on vacation. you know, if I posted, hey, down in Florida this week, blah, 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 then anybody that wants to go rob where I live, they now know I'm not there. You know, so it's a situational awareness thing for me when it comes to vacations and stuff like that.
See, on my social media,
I'll post all the cool gun stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like the latest post I did was nothing like waking up and realizing your combat master is dirty, and I got a picture of my Terran Tactical Innovations combat master on top of a bunch of cleaning supplies on my coffee on my breakfast table next to my coffee cup. And right, that's doing right. Well. But I'll also get out there and go, look at this new bonsai thing I made.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's following me is very confused. They get really confused by everything I'm doing. Other than that, all of my kids are grown up and they all carry guns. So if they want to snatch them, well, do it at your own risk.
Yeah.
That's an advantage of being older, Zeke.
Yeah, I've got the younger ones. One of them is a teenager, but other than that, it's definitely there. And trying to get them to be situational aware and keep their head on a swivel with these little boxes we hold in our hands with all this information, a.k.a. TikTok,
right.
It's hard to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, the phone, the mobile phone, which should be a revolution, is actually... I mean, there's whole YouTube channels in the UK devoted to people walking into things while they're on their mobile phone.
Yep.
But let's see. We got about 3 minutes left in this segment. I get to live vicariously through you because I've been wondering about the SIG P365 macro, which you have gone out and gotten.
Yes. And I am excited to talk about it because lots of people have been trying to put a lot of rounds in a very slim, compact pistol for concealed carry. And SIG has used the magic wizardry and made it work. But not only that, but I will venture to say I haven't put a lot of rounds through it yet. I put about 4 magazines through.
Right.
This may be the perfect carry gun if it survives some, a few thousand rounds and still shooting good. So I will venture to say that, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
But I mean, the thing about it is that with the P365, which I just got rid of mine.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I got rid of it. You're going to faint when you find out why I got rid of it. But the P365, when it first came out, it was.
Did you trade it for a high point?
Not too far off. In terms of cost, right now, after holding it in my hand and holding the P365 in my hand, I decided for that size gun, if I'm going to carry that size gun, I would rather carry the Taurus G3C.
Okay.
Because that size gun is to me, it's not a fighting gun. It's a gun you carry when you need to carry a gun. And see, I think the macro is probably a fighting gun. I think it has ascended to being a fighting gun. But I think what happened is that SIG recognized when they made the P365 that they were like, this is pretty good, but it's actually sort of small. So they came out with the XL. And everybody adopted the XL. So then they were like, well, obviously they sort of like the form factor, but they want something bigger, so let's do the macro. So how much bigger is the macro than the XL?
It is almost smack dab between the XL and the Glock 19.
Okay.
It's that perfect middle ground, but much slimmer than the Glock 19, which I really enjoy.
Now, the other thing is that with the P365, which I could shoot, I did not consider it to be shootable, which for me, shootable means this is a gun I'm going to take to a class. Is the macro shootable? Would you take it to a class?
Ooh, should I make this a cliffhanger before the next segment?
You can make it. When we get back, we'll find out from Zeke Stout whether or not the P365 macro is a gun he would take to a class and fire 1,500 rounds out of it. He is also the chief poobah at MGS Trade School, and this is where you can get a new career for less than the cost of a pretty decent couch. No student loans to forgive. You're going to be good to go, and you're going to actually get out of there with a marketable skill. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Zeke Stout. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We don't particular. There's no particular agenda. We do promote MGS Trade School, but that's not why we do it. We do it to have some fun.
Absolutely.
And I just asked you, is the would you take the SIG P365 macro and carry that as your primary gun into a pistol class of some sort, where you're going to shoot 1,000, 1,500 rounds in the afternoon?
I will start with a yes, and then I'll do that long explanation that everybody annoys you with on Facebook ads. but I'll start with the yes. You know, on Facebook ads, they'll go into the explanation. You got to read like 5 pages before you get to the last line that says yes. So I was in a local shop near me, and I said, let me see it. Let me see the macro. And they handed it to me, and you and I have talked about it on the show before. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'7". I got
right,
big hands.
Right.
And the 365 XL was just, everybody raved over it, but it just still felt a little bit too tiny for me. You know, I want something, you know, if I'm going to have a situation happen, I want something where I feel comfortable with it. And I just never felt comfortable with 365 XL. But they handed me this macro, and in my mind, I look at it, and it still looks tiny. I mean, not compared to the XL. It's bigger than the XL, but it just has that tiny look. And in my mind, I'm looking at it going, oh, whatever. It's another one. And as soon as he put it in my hands, I was like, oh, this feels really nice.
Right.
So I do what everybody does in our modern age of information. I went back to the house and I started watching YouTube videos. So, you know, all our friends that we have that have done these videos on the macro, there's not a whole lot out because it's relatively new, but I watched pretty much every single one. Everybody was just raving everything. The only thing that a few people didn't talk about is there are, I don't know exactly how to definitively call this. It looks compensated, but I've always been taught to have an actual compensated pistol, the barrel has to have the cuts matching the cuts in the slide.
Right.
So I'm thinking that the barrel is extending all the way to the end of the slide like any other defensive pistol. And that those are just slides, like Smith & Wesson's custom shop calls them lightenings, not lightning like boom, lightning and thunder, but lightning like make it lighter slides. So I'm thinking that's why those are there. But then I look, and the barrel is recessed back behind those cuts in the front of the slide. So what it's doing, it actually is compensating. And I don't know if we have to redefine compensated because there's no ports in the barrel. But that gas is coming out, and before it goes out the end of the slide, it's pushing up through these ports in the top of the slide that keeps the muzzle damp. And that was fascinating to me, just watching the videos. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'm going to have to feel this myself. And I've shot other tiny pistols, tiny 9mm before. And the Bodyguard, you're not sponsored by Smith & Wesson, are you?
No.
Okay, Bodyguard's one of the worst shooting 380 tiny itty bitty pistols I've ever shot. I need a cough button. That's what mute's for, right? But anyways, I shot that Bodyguard the first time at 10 yards, and my grouping was like 4 foot in diameter. I'm like, what in the world? So I brought it into 10 feet, and it still was maybe a 2 foot grouping. I'm like, this is insane. And I've had people say, oh, well, you just weren't shooting right. You went, well, maybe it's my big hands. There's all kinds of different reasons, but I'm not trying to be cocky, but I'm a decent shot, and I couldn't shoot that Bodyguard to save my life. So I kind of was worried about the size of this being like that. And I took it out there. And let me tell you, I started off at 10 feet. I started off close. And I had about a 2-inch grouping with one full magazine.
Mm.
And I'm like, ooh, okay, this is decent. But I wasn't paying attention to the recoil yet. I was just kind of wanting to see what my grouping was. So I did another target at 10 feet, and the recoil was flat. I mean, it was like shooting a full-size P320. And I'm like, this is getting really good. It does feel, and this is just simple physics. If people listening don't understand, one of my pet peeves in the gun industry is how people are always getting these large bore guns and they're wanting to make them lighter and lighter and lighter.
Right.
And it's like, you know, the weight of a gun absorbs a lot of the recoil. So if you're getting these big bore calibers, why are you wanting to make the gun lighter? Anyways, that's a whole nother show we could do that on. But, you know, it does, you kind of feel a perceived bigger recoil. It just has a little more punch to it just because it's lighter. It doesn't have the weight of a P320. But as far as muzzle rise, it's almost identical to a P320. And I think a lot of it has to do with that, whatever we're going to call it. If we're going to call it compensated, well, it's compensated. If it's just slide cuts that let the gas go up and push the muzzle down, whatever. But just that caveat, the barrel is not ported. So technically, I don't know if we're allowed to call it a compensator, but that's what it does. It does the exact same thing that a compensator would do. And so that muzzle ride was perfect. It was flawless. So then I pushed it out to about 10 yards. And once again, it wasn't as tight as that 10 feet away, but I still had a good 3-inch grouping. Then I pushed it out to 15 and the grouping didn't get much bigger. Maybe pushed 3.5-4 inches at that. But we're talking about, and I know some people are like, oh, I want a 1-inch, 2-inch. When you're coming up with a small pistol, the likelihood of you having a precision rifle grouping at 15 yards gets lower and lower. But for the first few magazines through this gun, through a very subcompact pistol, that's very light and tiny, it was fantastic. So that being said, I absolutely, based off, I think it was 4 to 6 magazines somewhere in there, that I put through this gun, would absolutely take it to a train, 100%. How much time we got in segment? Because I may throw another cliffhanger out there.
Well, you got to throw it now because we're about to go into the break.
All right. Well, the type of way I carry this has changed, and I'll explain that when we come back.
We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Existing home sales are hitting a low not seen in a decade. The National Association of Realtors says sales have fallen 8 months in a row. The ongoing drop comes as mortgage rates price many out of the market. President Biden is in Pittsburgh on Thursday to give a speech on infrastructure. Biden will revisit the Fern Hollow Bridge, which collapsed in January when he was in town. He'll also appear at a fundraising event for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's U.S. Senate campaign in Philadelphia Thursday night. The president is selling more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a way to lower gas prices ahead of the midterm elections. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says that's not okay.
He's playing politics with this national security
asset that we have.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Zeke Stout, we've been doing the cliffhangers. I need to get some like soap opera music. When we were here last time, Zeke was about to tell us how he changed the way he carries his gun now that he has the SIG P365 macro. I just need to get like
macro.
I just need to get As the World Turns music or something. I'll work on that. I will have that next time we do this. So tell. So what did you do? What have you done?
So, and this is kind of cool. We're talking about carrying. So this segment can carry into the other subject matter you want to talk about. But I've always been fascinated by the types of carry. My entire life as a carry permit holder and someone that carried a weapon, I've always had it 4 o'clock on my hip. It's just been the most comfortable. I have trained before with appendix. And personally, I know this is a big debate. Personally, I think appendix is a more efficient draw stroke. When you have to lift up with your left hand your shirt, draw the gun from your 4 o'clock on your hip, then you have to bring your left hand while dropping the shirt up to the front to couple your hands together, right? If your appendix, you're lifting up your shirt to where your hand's going to be in the position to couple with your gun hand already. So you're taking a few milliseconds out of the equation, and I think it's a more efficient draw stroke. Unfortunately, people who have met me and seen me, I got a little gut. I got a little pooch up front. So sitting down while carrying appendix has always been a little tougher for me, especially painful. Since I carry a gun. It is, especially since I carried a Glock 19. It would just dig into my thigh when I sat down. Well, then I would get holsters that I could adjust to where it'd sit up higher. Well, then all of a sudden, the slide and the grip would pinch my gut. as I sat down. So it was no longer digging into my thigh, but now it's pinching my gut. And so what I would always do is if I was out walking around the mall or something, I'd have an appendix, and then I'd slide it over to 4 o'clock when I sat down in the car or whatever. And it's just a pain. And not only that, I'm now revealing to people in the parking lot or a restaurant or wherever I go to sit down, oh, he has a gun on him. Well, that's negating the point of concealed carry. I don't want to be a target. I don't want people to know that I have a gun on me, because that's going to make you a target instantly. Already I'm 6'7". So I already stick out like a sore thumb. With this macro, I'm like, okay, let's see if I can appendix carry it. As comfortable as I've ever felt. And I am now appendix carrying. So I'm looking forward to the first training I get to go to, where the entire training I'm going from appendix. So that'll be good. But yeah, that's a very comfortable gun to carry appendix carry, because it's slim. It's lighter weight. Sorry, I had to hit the cough button again.
Okay. Well, you know, coughing is actually it's a real thing. It actually does happen. But one thing I was going to ask you, have you already got a holster for that? You must have.
I do. Well, here's the bizarre thing. Not a whole lot of people are making macro holsters yet. If you work in media in this industry, all of us have a box of holsters that we've been sent to try out. And there's some really good ones. In fact, DeSantis, who is a sponsor of the show, makes that Pegasus Kydex holster.
That's a really good holster. Yeah.
Oh, it's a really, really good holster. And I had a Glock 17 holster for that. And I knew that it would be way too long. But it was the only holster that I slid this macro into that had retention, that covered the trigger guard completely, and did not press the mag release, because the Glock 19 one I had, which hit the mag release and dropped the mag. But it was almost like it was made for it. Well, here's the unfortunate problem. It was about 2 inches longer than the slide was at the macro. So what did I do? Dremeled that sucker down and melted it to where I could smooth over the edge. And it fits it perfectly. It has perfect retention. I can shake it upside down. It doesn't fall out. So I've been carrying with that DeSantis holster for Glock 17. I will feel a lot more comfortable when they come out with that Pegasus that is made for the macro, just because it's made for it. But all of the safety steps that you look for in a holster, those check marks, those boxes got checked off with this Glock 17 one. But it works great. It works really, really well. And I like it a lot. But yeah, the appendix side, but it goes to what you and I were talking about before the show. We don't have a whole lot of options in places as males of our species to carry, you know, unless you want to start getting the swinging holster, shoulder holster things. But
well, so like there's this one holster, I don't know what they call it, but it actually goes down below the belt line. You grab a flap and pull it up. And that's if you're wearing a
belt. Oh, that thing scares the heck out of me.
Yeah. See, I wear a lot of gym clothes. Mm-hmm. So I found that for me, because I don't have to dress up to go anywhere, nobody cares what I look like. As a matter of fact, if I walk up on them and I'm wearing a three-piece suit, they're like, wow, this guy's really, really, I mean, I don't know, maybe we're paying him too much or something. Whatever it is, I dress like a slob. And as I dress like a slob, one of the things that I do is that I use sticky holsters. Now, the thing I like about a sticky holster is you can position that anywhere you want to. You can position it as an appendix holder, but you, like you, I have aged. I have taken lots of steroids. I've had open heart surgery, and I have, let's just say that my stomach gets where I'm going a little faster than the rest of me.
You got a pooch. We can say pooch.
Yeah.
We're still manly if we have a pooch, right?
that's the dad bod. And as supposedly,
yeah, exactly.
On TikTok, they supposedly love that. So anyway.
Sure.
Anyway, so I go with that. But, I mean, the thing is, like you're just, well, like you were just talking about, we either have the belt or we have a shoulder holster or some sort of harness, a chest holster, which is basically a shoulder holster that swivels around its own on our chest, which is impossible Unless you're wearing a caftan, unless you are a Buddhist holy man, you cannot conceal a chest holster.
No.
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not. And the shoulder holsters, unless you have a super confident button around the button strap around, we all try it because we grow up seeing movies with the cool private detective that has the shoulder holster and he draws from it. But then when you try it on, you're like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever worn. And you start training and you realize it's safer to have a retention kydex of some sort, unless, like you said, the sticky holster. And one thing, you know, a little caveat with the sticky holsters, and you know this, but don't carry a sticky holster if you're wearing workout clothes or whatever, because reholstering in a you-know-what-hits-the-fan situation is tough and dangerous because those flaps can't pull down and get in the trigger.
Oh, you have to pull the trigger out. I mean, you have to pull the entire holster out and stick it back in it. That's the only safe way to do it.
Exactly. So those have a use, you know, and I think the perfect use for them is out running or in the gym or whatever. Because Kydex is kind of not practical with gym shorts. It pulls your shorts right down.
Yeah.
But women do have a lot of other options, and there's a few options. Oh, wait, are you ready to cue the soap opera music?
Well, we're about to come on the last break. We'll pick it up when we get back. As we leave off, women do have more options to carry, and we're going to be suing somebody very shortly over there. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and this is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. When we left off in with Geek Out with Zeke Stout, we were lamenting the fact that, you know, once again, men are, while everybody comes after us because of the supposed patriarchy or the hierarchy or whatever the archy is, women actually have more options to carry a gun concealed, don't they? Legitimate options.
They do. And, you know, from talking to, you know, whether it's my girlfriend or other friends that I have that are female, they don't realize how many options are out there. You know, I'll bring up some friends of both of ours, flashbang holster, Lisa Looper and Julie. Lisa's got a new last name. I can't remember. But Lisa and Julie at flashbang holster, they came up with the concept where it clips to your bra, and you think, whoa, wait a minute. How that's a little fishy or shady, but they have really good kydex holsters that are part of this functionality, so there's really good retention. And, of course, the funny name, flash, you pull your shirt up, bang, you now have your gun out on the perpetrator. they've got really good stuff, but then they've also got women's holsters that they can use in their waistband and all kinds of other places. But that's one of them. That's just one of the good products that are out there to help women carry in different ways. But you hear a lot of women that are professionals, you know, whether it's doctors or lawyers or any kind of other big profession where they have to wear a suit to work. And a lot of these suits, the women have don't have belts. You know, they're just very well-fitted pants. And as we were just talking about carrying a kydex holster and gym shorts, same kind of problem. You know, if you put a kydex holster like we would carry, starts to pull their pants a little bit down. But they've got, you know, holsters that are good for around the ankle because typically their pants might be a little bit longer, or you go back to the flashbang, or there's so many different things, including off-body carry in their purse. And it is 2022, and there are some guys I've seen carrying around Merces or whatever they call them, the man purse things. But typically, guys aren't walking around with a bag. So it's a little tough for us to have it, but they have purses that are designed with pouches that not just, I would never recommend throwing a gun in a purse. That's just not smart. But they have little, almost like Molly loops in these pouches where you can put a Kydex holster in there and not have to worry about something getting in the trigger guard and making the gun go off. So yeah, there's lots of different options, including, and one of the coolest ones, and of course, guys around the world think it's sexy when they see this in a movie, but a woman's got a dress or a skirt on, and so they've got the thigh holster. That's another one. Guys, unless we're walking around in kilts, it's kind of hard for us to have a thigh holster that's functional and easy to access our gun.
Although, I could imagine that would stop an assailant if I pulled up my kilt to draw my gun.
Oh, they'd stop. Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, no, dude, I don't want to rob you."
No. I said your valuables. I don't want none of that. Thanks very much. Anyway, but you know, I see lines of clothing coming out with holsters built into it, like leggings and compression shorts.
Yeah.
And I mean, leggings nowadays, that's a fashion choice for a lot of people.
It is.
A lot of people run and see. There is a line of clothing out there for guys. I can't remember who, they're out of Georgia, and what they've done is they take a pair of sweatpants or shorts and put a belt on the inside of it.
Oh, nice.
And then you can clip to the belt, which is still secured around your waist, but you're still wearing gym shorts. You know, the problem with that that's not a really hard thing to do, and they charge a really high price for a pair of pants. For a pair of gym pants the other thing is that they don't get out there and look at people that are big and say, we'll make pants for them too.
Yeah.
Which that's a whole other thing as far as that goes. But, the gun carriers that have been carrying guns for decades are aging and they still want to carry guns. I don't, that's not a thing that I don't want to do, but women, I mean, do you know anybody that uses a corset holster? Do any of you know more women that carry guns?
Yeah. Yeah, the, is it Crossbreed that makes the brand, the belly band?
Lots of people make
the belly band. I can't
remember. I have a belly band. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. And there's some that are better than others. You know, some of them, I've seen some that are just an elastic band and they call it a holster band. I'm like, no way. Yeah. I'm wearing that.
Yeah, that's not exactly very good. The other thing is they always come, like, I want one with room for two spare magazines.
Yeah.
And most of them that come, they have room to have your gun on either side, and the spare magazines are in the smaller of your back. In that level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
right. See, and I don't like small of the back carry. The reason being, you know, whether it's a magazine or a gun, I spent 13 years in the medical field before I went into the gun industry, and I've seen a person come in with a cracked spine. I mean, they're not paralyzed, but they slip on ice or in water or whatever, and they land on their gun, on their back, and it chips a chunk out of the bone.
Yeah.
There's some inherent dangers, because typically when you fall, your body's proprioception starts falling backwards because it feels safer than landing on your face in your front of your body where there's more visceral organs, not as well protected. So your body tends to fall backwards in a flailing fall kind of vibe. And if you land on, you know, a metal pistol, it's not going to be good for your spine. That's kind of why I don't like small of the back. And I would imagine a magazine, especially if you, let's go with the 365 macro. Got metal magazines. You know, it's not going to feel good at all.
No.
So.
I think that's why more people carry Glocks, because the spare magazines feel good.
And that was another thing I learned about the macro. The magic that they use to get that many rounds in there.
Yeah.
It's because the polymer of the Glock magazine has to be thicker or the tolerances won't hold all those rounds in the pressure.
Right.
So the polymer has to be thicker, where if you have a steel magazine, you can make it super thin and fit more rounds in the magazine.
Hmm. Yeah. You were talking about small the back. One of the things that I did early on, because I carried a gun for 2 decades without a permit, because there were none to be had. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I was going to carry a gun anyway, and I carried it in the small of the back, and that's because apparently I have untreated scoliosis, which also,
oh, wow.
Even when I have abs showing, I have a pooch, as you would say. So there's only so far I can take it. But now with the scoliosis, I have a curve in my back big enough to where I could, you know, get one of those Mossberg 12-gauge pistol grip, and probably conceal it back there. So for a very long time, that was the best way for me to conceal it, and I did carry that way because, you know, I was carrying illegally. But, you know, that's and I've drawn from there. I've drawn from there twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't go train that way because, you know, I just didn't. But all that being said, I never thought about the falling on it part. And then I started thinking, well, with scoliosis, I'm sure this is not going to be good because of the way my back arches, the barrel would be dug into it. It would be like a pinpoint impact that would push that in there, and I'm sure that would hurt. I've fallen and cracked that a few times.
Yeah.
And there's just no way around it. There's no way to, I mean, you get out there and I had to drive a truck after I did that one time. They had to send somebody out there because it almost made me faint when I fell.
Sure.
And every time I hit a piece of gravel in the road, I could feel that.
Gotcha.
So I do get that. But, hey, we're about to run out of time. So, first of all, thanks very much for taking the time to do Geek Out with Zeke Stout as you're out there recreating and having a good time in the working thing. And, as always, check out MGS Trade School.
MGS.edu.
MGS.edu. A new trade awaits you, and it isn't going to cost you that much. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.